Welcome to Girlfriends in the Word. I'm Lisa Dorr.
And I'm Robin Eschbach.
And we hope you'll journey with us through the Bible. We'll share scripture, a devotional, have a lively discussion, and close our time together in prayer.
We hope you'll be encouraged and able to live out what we talk about on the program, and even do it today.
Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started. Robin, we are back again, and I am so excited to jump right in with you. We finished up last time with Esther, but there was so much more to say, was there not?
Yes, what a great lady that encourages us. And I love when a Bible character will inspire me.
Yeah.
I'll bring it into 2019 and think, I can do that kind of stuff too, because I want to be like Queen Esther.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit of a bad comparison, but there are ways that I can stand in the gap where I think her stomach was killing her. Her heart was racing, and yet she declared with her mouth. And how many times do I have my heart racing? And under my breath, I'm like, God, help me. God, help me. And it's quite a moment to do something that you almost feel is beyond you, and yet you do it anyway.
Absolutely. And that ties right into, before we get into the book of Job, and we're pulling Esther back into this one because there was so much more to say. I remember telling the listeners and talking with you, Robin, about a time when God was calling me, or I was asking him, you know, as I was getting opportunities to speak, is this of you, God? Should I share my testimony? Obviously, we should always share our testimony, but this was different. This was like getting called into specific events and filling my calendar with times, you know, with MOPS and just different women's events. And I didn't know if I was actually equipped for that. I didn't know if it was my calling. And recently, I was told about the scripture. We're very familiar with the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. But specifically, it was pointed out to me about how he has plans for us. Plans, plural. Like, I've always thought about that scripture and beyond in the wording of how he's got plans to prosper us, not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future in him. And so I would camp on those words, but it was brought to my mind about plans, plans plural, as in there's not just one plan that God has for you. And so I started out speaking, but I would be so nervous. I didn't have that real courageous feeling like Esther and like we've talked about. And so I had to really rely on God. And I feel like he gave me what I needed to say those times when I was standing in front of someone. But I can tell you, Robin, it's not my favorite thing to be the keynote speaker and put it together. I can't always remember things. So even if I prepare ahead of time and it sounds good, it looks good on paper, I get up there and I get nervous, or I'm much better on just letting the Holy Spirit flow through me. I'm loving this time on the radio with you, Robin, because we really do that, don't we? We prepare ahead of time. Our hearts are prepared with God, and we've got some material. We've got some content with the devotionals and what God speaks to you in the devotional, but we really let the Holy Spirit just lead us in our conversations, and I love that. So I'm finding that the plans plural that he has for me are, yes, speaking, yes, sharing my testimony, but it might not mean standing in front of a group of women sharing. It might be sitting across from you, Robin, in this radio station, or in a Bible study where we're all talking and looking up scripture at the same time instead of me leading and teaching. And so I just think it's exciting. You have something. Yeah, I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Well, I was just thinking about, you know, walking around this radio station, and it's a new thing that God is doing with you and I. And there's been such blessing that I didn't know would be there as I walk through here and I live through my dad's legacy that has been here, Dave Colonin, doing the radio. And as I have conversations with people out there, as I'm telling them, they're like, hey, I heard you're on the radio now. And it is such a beautiful time to be able to receive the blessing of this new thing that God is doing. And so it is encouraging to be able to step out in little things and in the big things. And I remember doing women's events in the church through the years, and I've heard of several times people have, ladies have come and served, and it's the first time they volunteered, and it's always a big moment. And, you know, we always do we do the best we can to fold them in, to let them just be connected as they're volunteering new. That's a good thing, is to make one buddy, you know, as you do your volunteering and your serving and all of that. But I remember this one lady saying to me, "Man, I'll never be in charge again," because it was so overwhelming for her, and she had taken on a big role that she had never done before. And at the end of the day, the event was over, and she said, "You know, just for future, I will always serve, but I will never be in charge of the whole thing again." And she and I were able to talk about it, and guess what? She was okay with that, and I was okay with that, because there are moments that you don't have to do it all. And it's a nice thing when you can relax in the things that God is calling you to. And I found it so great in the Bible. It says in Isaiah 43:8, it says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See that I am doing a new thing." And I do like the new things in life. Yes, I'm routine, and I will forever to do my disciplines and kind of live in the rut of church life and community life. But when there's a new thing and I can prepare on a new level for a radio program, I can read things and be interested in things only because I know that God's going to use me when I'm talking on the radio. That's a new thing in my life. And I begin to see things with different ideas in my eyes as I'm looking at reading words and reading stories and understanding Bible characters. So I just encourage those that are listening to us. And Lisa and I did have a little conversation mm-hmm. this week that we are really going to intentionally pray for our listeners. Mm-hmm. So even today, as you have found yourself listening to this program, it's covered in prayer, and mm-hmm. we're praying that you can be inspired to do the little things. What is the name of the book where you don't get all bent out of shape over the little things? Mm-hmm. Don't sweat the big, mm-hmm. the little things. Mm-hmm. And take on one or two big things, and take on, you know, two or three little things. Mm-hmm. And just allow God to bring a new thing in your life that would bring some depth in your life and some ability to have another friend and a quiet time that mm-hmm. would really bring joy to your soul. Man, I'll tell you, I'm desperate for that. I mm-hmm. want my soul to be whole and healthy, mm-hmm. and it's going to be when I connect with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect, because it segues right into the book of Job. You know, this is a little bit heavy. The book of Job, as you know, Robin, is a little bit heavy. It's a little bit deep. And so I love that we started with a little bit lightheartedness and letting the listeners know that we are praying for them. And so here we go. Job 1:6-8. "One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. Then the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil.'" This is a crazy thing when you think about it, and quite honestly, a little hard to wrap my brain around. Satan came with the angels into the presence of the Lord, and the Lord asks Satan if he has considered his servant Job? What? Why is God doing this? Why would he suggest to Satan that Job would be tested? Why? God loves Job. He sees how Job loves him. Why would he throw him to the wolves, so to speak? Actually, worse. God is sovereign. That is one thing I know. It's one thing I cling to when I don't understand things, especially the things of the Lord. Because God knows all things and is in control of all things, he knows Job. He knows Job's love for him and that his foundation is strong and steadfast. Job will not waver in his love and obedience to God. He will remain faithful, blameless, and upright. God knows this. So the testing begins. God knows my heart, and he knows yours too. He wants us to be strong and grow in our faith. It starts with a firm foundation. We must put our trust in Jesus Christ, God's Son. He is our anchor. He is our rock. When trials come, and they will come, we must have a firm foundation to hold us fast. We have God's Word to teach us truth. We must read it and ingest it to learn and grow. God wants us to be strong on our day of testing, just like Job. Whew! What are your thoughts on God testing Job like this, Robin?
Well, I really enjoy reading your devotionals, Lisa.
Thank you.
And the little line, I even have it underlined in my book here, and it just says, you know, God knows this, so the testing begins.
Dun, 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 dun.
It just sounds like the beginning of a movie, and, you know, here comes the film. And it's true. We will have testing in our life, so we might as well concentrate on being good at problem solving and understanding moments. But my mind goes to when I'm with friends and family, you know, and guess what? When it rains, it pours. Mm. It seems like sometimes I can have problems heaped on me, you know, where you're like, I can't take one more thing. Mm-hmm. What in the world is going on? And, and you know, they come, you know, every couple months, there can be quite a moment for you. And so I know that in those moments, the thing that I forever in my heart kind of pray and think about is that, oh God, keep me healthy. You know, I'm going to do the best to take care of myself for whatever is going on. And then my other prayer that I find myself saying all the time is just give me energy, like give me strength so that I can actually stand with a backbone. I actually picture in my mind this backbone, because my mom and dad would tell me all the time when I was a kid, you know, where's that backbone of yours? You know, you stand up straight, because my mom would always say there's a little wire coming out of the top of your head, so pull your head up. And then my dad would always refer to the backbone of confidence, of knowing what you want to say and knowing how to say it. And I picture this backbone, like it makes me sit up a little straighter. So in those times when I'm falling on the ground, I'm like, you know, I'm in a fetal position laying in my bed moment, I'm like, God, okay, keep me healthy and give me strength and energy. Those kind of things can carry me through as I have to give extra emotional energy. I have to do unconditional love sometimes, which really hurts. You know, it's painful to have to make a decision that is tough on yourself or tough on others in those moments. But I'm telling you, some good health will carry you through, and some good old talks with Jesus, of course. That's always have that little talk with Jesus, and then you've got that that energy, that backbone that just can be strengthened through the Holy Spirit, because you trust in that backbone that says, man, I know my word. I can pray at any moment. I could even do little whispers of prayer that are going to carry me through. When it rains, it will pour, and I'm under it problem solving. And yet God says, but wait a minute, I'm on the journey with you.
Amen. It's so important to know our word. And in that, we get to know his character. And that's what I see in the book of Job. And with what you were talking about with the backbone, there's backbone in this. You know, you could read this story and think, oh my goodness, and have negative thoughts toward God, right? I mean, he's really throwing, you know, Job to the wolves. But when we know God's character from reading other stories in the Bible, and even in this one, we get to see how he loves us no matter what, and he's going to carry us through. And I wish we had more time, Robin, but we need to close our time in prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Job and the example he is. Please help us to build a firm foundation by reading your word and getting your truth deep down inside us. We look to you and to your word today.